The environment came up a handful of times in Governor Snyder's State of the State address. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The governor was often light on details, and the Flint water crisis didn't come up until halfway through the speech. But Snyder did announce some new initiatives. He called for more investment in our aging infrastructure. He announced a work group to study environmental justice issues. And he reminded the legislature that he wants tighter standards for lead in water.
It needs to have lower acceptable levels. It needs to have better testing protocols. It needs to have better notification. And it needs to have better public input.
Snyder first proposed this tougher lead standard last spring. He also mentioned wetlands in his address. He said the state has lost about 4 million acres of wetlands over the last few decades.
The DNR is going to create a public-private partnership on state land to work with local landowners to say we can use state lands as a mitigation bank to help encourage development at the same time protecting our environment.
The idea here is to set aside some amount of wetlands in one area in exchange for a developer building on wetlands someplace else. James Clift is with the Michigan Environmental Council. He says it's something the state should have been doing a long time ago. But he says you have to design the program carefully.
It's important to look at, you know, where are they being protected? You know, were they protected before?
He says there might also be ways to protect wetlands on private land through this kind of program. This is the Environment Report. Researchers have found a chemical that's widely used on crops, such as almonds, wine grapes, and tree fruits, is bad for bees. They've found it makes honeybee larvae more susceptible to a deadly virus. Julia Fine is a researcher with Penn State, and she's the lead author of a new study on this topic, and she joins me now. Hello.
Hi.
First, what is this chemical and why is it used?
This chemical is a class of adjuvants that's added to tank mixes of formulated pesticide products to enhance their efficacy. So it's used to enhance the penetration and spread of active ingredients.
And this chemical is considered to be safe by the EPA, right?
It's considered inert, actually, by the EPA. And what that means is that it's thought to be biologically inactive when it's used in the environment. So there are no federally mandated restrictions on its use in agriculture.
What does it do to honeybee larvae?
Our study showed that when honeybee larvae are fed a relatively low dose of organosilicone surfactant chronically while they are developing, it can result in synergistic mortality when it is co-administered with viral pathogens. And I should say that viral pathogens are present in just about every single honeybee colony in North America and abroad.
So when you say that the bees are exposed to this chemical and viral pathogens at the same time, it will kill them.
Yes, and it will kill them at a significantly higher frequency than if they were just exposed to the virus or the organosilicone surfactant alone.
What do your findings tell us about the bigger picture of the threats that honeybees are facing?
Well, it tells us that there may be some consequence to the use of these inert chemicals that we were not previously aware of. I think going forward, we can perform more studies to evaluate the risk a little bit. We have very little data at this moment about the residues and the fate of some of these chemicals in the environment.
Julia Fine is a researcher with Penn State. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.